Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, the Narayan Kavacha Shield, text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dvaipayana Bhagavan Aprobodhat Buddha Tu Pashanda Gana Pramadat Kalki Kale, Kala, Malat, Prapatu, Dharma, Avanaya, Uru, Krita, Avatara, Dvapayano Bhagavan Aprobodhad, Buddhastu Prashanna Gana Pramadat, Kalki kale kala malat prapaptu Dharma vanaro ru kratavatara Vapayano bhagavan aprabodhad Buddhastapashanda gana pramodat Kalaki kale kala malat prapaptu Dharma vanairo rukata vratara Dvapayano bhagavan aprabodhad Buddhastapashanna gana pramadat Kalaki kale kala malat prapaptu Dharma vanairo rukratavatara. Dvapayano bhagavan aprabodhad Buddhast prasasanna gana pramadat Kalki kale kala malat prapaptu Dharmavanairogatanvatara. Ladies, Vapayana Bhagavana Prabhodad Vidastubhashandagana Pramadad Kalki Kale Kala Malad Prapaptu Dharmavanaro Yukratavatara Dabhayano Bhagavana Prabhodhad Buddhastapashandagana Pramadat Kalki kale kala malat praptu. Dharmavana rau yukata vatara. Payano bhagavana prabodad. Padastupa shannagana pramadat. Kalki kale kala malat prapaptu. Dharmavana rugrakta vatara. Nivapayana. Srila Vyasadev, the giver of all Vedic knowledge. Bhagavan, the most powerful incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aprabodhat, from ignorance of the Shastra. Buddhatu, also Lord Buddha. Pashandagana, of atheists, creating disillusionment for innocent persons. Pramadat, from the madness. Kalki, Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Keshava. Kale, of this Kali Yuga. Kalamalat, from the darkness of the age. Prapatu, may he protect. Dharma, Avanaya, for the protection of religious principles. Uru, very great. Kritta Avatara, who took an incarnation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, the Savior of the Fallen Soul. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. May the Personality of Godhead, in His incarnation as Vyasadeva, protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddhadeva protect me from the activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalki Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of this age of Kali. Jai. Purport. This verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appear for various purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra, and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his Dashavatar Stotra, Lord Buddha apparently decried the Vedic knowledge. Nindasti yagya viter aha hashuti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashu gatam keshavadrita buddha sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in Vedic yajnas, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus he actually saved people who were acting according to Vedic principles. Of course, it was a misapplication. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so that he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of the Kali Yuga, namely the principles of surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Yatamat tatapa. Atheistic men generally say, yatamat tatapa. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and every opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalkidev, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Jishatarine. So, where would we be if it were not for these great, great personalities, incarnations of God, and great pure devotees of God who have come here to save us from this delusion? How much we were suffering in this material world before, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we got this opportunity to come out of the quagmire of material existence, the clutches of birth, death, old age, and disease, the whips of material energy, the horrible suffering of material life. We've been brought into the sublime atmosphere known as Krishna consciousness, into the sublime movement known as the Krishna consciousness movement, which is the only hope for the suffering humanity. You see, the only real solution is spiritual revolution. There's no material formula to solve the problems of the world. The politicians are striving with so many plans, this plan, that plan, this plan, that plan. What is the result of their plans? It becomes worse and worse and worse. But when that day comes, when they read Prabhupada's books and they chant Hare Krishna, you see, the whole world will become transformed. It is very wonderfully predicted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saj janna durjana pangu jadda anagana prema vanyaya dubaila jagatera janna. This Krishna consciousness movement, it is prema tsunami, tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone, whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid or blind. Everybody will become drowned in this tidal wave. So can you imagine the extent of the good fortune of us who've gotten this opportunity to assist Prabhupada and his assistants in bringing this tidal wave to the suffering souls of this universe? I can't imagine any greater good fortune than this. To be a servant of this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is greater fortune than anything you could ever have in this material world. Even if you had millions and billions of dollars, even if you were a very powerful, famous, prestigious person in this material world, even if you were Lord Brahma himself, nothing could compare with this opportunity to be a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to help bring forward this mission, the Krishna consciousness movement. Can you imagine how fortunate we are? We can't imagine how fortunate we are, Prabhu. Panchagoda Prabhu. We cannot imagine how fortunate we are. We're still dreaming that we're unfortunate in so many ways, you see. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We're dreaming. Actually, we have no misfortune whatsoever. It's only due to illusion we're thinking we're unfortunate. You see. I don't have the position I want, or I don't have the wife or a husband. You know, we feel we're unfortunate in so many ways, you see. But actually, that's an illusion. We have unlimited good fortune just by being able to say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This morning I was having a conversation with His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj. I was really relishing his name. You know what it means? It means one who is blissful like Prahlad in all circumstances. See, Prahlad was put into so many circumstances. He's thrown off a cliff, put in boiling oil, so many, but he was always blissful. So that's a wonderful Prahladananda, which is always blissful like Prahlad, even though there's so many severe tests, you see. In spite of all severe tests, he's always ecstatic, you see. And then Maharaj said yes by chanting Hare Krishna, you see. So that's the key, you see. You just have to connect with Krishna. It's not just the name. It's not just the name. It is Krishna himself. If you think there's a difference between the name and Krishna, you're a Pishandi. You're an atheist. Don't be a Pishandi. Have faith. Krishna and his name are the same. When you say Krishna, you're the mood of bhakti. Krishna personally comes. You're directly associating with God. Do you know why the pure devotees are not even thinking they have to go back to Godhead? Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita purport, isn't it? They care for no planet in the material world, nor do they even care for any planet in the spiritual world. Because they're always associating with Krishna. For a pure devotee, the material world and the spiritual world is no difference. Because they directly associate with Krishna in either world, you see. And in either place. Krishna is present, fully manifested for his pure devotees. I was hearing the other day as I was flying on the airplane a wonderful lecture that Prabhupada gave upon his arrival in London back in about 67. A very fired up lecture. If you've ever heard that lecture, you got to hear the 1967 London arrival lecture. Prabhupada is so fired up. Unbelievably, just so fired up. And all the devotees, you can hear them in the background, they're just completely alive. And every word, they're just cheering. It's an amazing recording. You have to do yourself a favor and hear the 1967 London arrival lecture. Just amazing. But in this lecture, Prabhupada is saying, I've come to challenge the atheists. You see, defeat the atheists. He said, if you are simply sincere and serious, you will directly see God face to face. See, if you ask a pure devotee, do you believe in God? It's like a joke. You know? It's like saying, you know, here's the microphone in front of me. Do you believe in microphones? Well, I don't know. See, you don't have to ask a pure devotee. He believes in God. He's directly in contact with God, is he? It's not a matter of faith. It's a matter of experience. Of course, in the beginning, it's a matter of faith. For us beginners, for us neophytes, we have to start off with faith. But when you advance on the path of bhakti, you see, it turns into experience. You're directly experiencing Krishna. This is described in Bhagavatam, bhakti pradashana bhavavaraktir. There's devotion, there's direct experience of the Lord. And the more that you actually begin to experience Krishna in every thought, in every word, and with every deed, then what happens? Viraktir, you're no longer interested in Maya, you see. You see. For materialists, the pretty girls look pretty good. Oh, wow, see, check out that beautiful girl over there, you see, that's the material mentality. But for devotee, they're just a beautiful girl, just a little dim reflection of the unlimited beauty of Krishna, you see. Who needs beautiful girls? I have beautiful Krishna. You see? Bhagavan. You see? Of course, beautiful girls are not rejected. We make them devotees. Prabhupada said, collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna. And he will dance, Vasa dance with them, Prabhupada said. Back at 26th Second Avenue, he was saying like that. So we don't reject anything, you see. Our mission is to engage everything in Krishna's service. We want to engage the whole world in Krishna's service. Every country, every city, every town, every village, every person, every last rupee or dollar. We want to see that everything, absolutely everything throughout the whole universe, from Brahmaloka all the way to Patalaloka, and then after this universe, all the other universes too. Why not? We want to see that this whole material world is engaged in Krishna's service, you see. Because a devotee can't tolerate suffering. It's intolerable for him to see somebody is suffering without Krishna consciousness. This is the mood that very much pleases Srila Prabhupada. When you feel compassion for the suffering souls, that's when Prabhupada is the most pleased with you. If you want to please Prabhupada, be in that mood of compassion, you see. And manifest that compassion by going out and chanting, you see. Hare Krishna for the public. Going out with Prabhupada's books, manifest that compassion. You say, well, I don't feel any compassion. Well, just go out anyway. Go out and chant in the public. Go out and distribute the books, and then the feelings of compassion will come. You see, if you don't feel the compassion, act as if you were compassionate on the order of your spiritual master, you see. Manifest activities of compassion, and the natural compassion you have within your heart will begin to awaken. And when you awaken that feeling of compassion for all living entities, now you're sharing the mood of Lord Chaitanya. It's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya is in great anxiety to see the suffering conditioned souls of this world.
So one who also takes up that mood of compassion, he's sharing that burden that Lord Chaitanya is feeling, and thus becoming qualified for the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So don't just think about your own comforts. You can, little comfort arrangement is okay. Prabhupada said one can live comfortably. So you can make your comfortable arrangements, eating, sleeping, mating, and attending. But don't stop there. Now you have to think, because your real business is to think about the comfort of all living entities who are suffering in the clutches of Maya. That's your real business. To think about relieving these suffering souls from their horrible, nightmarish quagmire of the repetition of birth and death. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for that. In that song, Kabe Habe Bodha Sedi Namara, he is saying, when will that day be mine when, forgetting my own comforts, I simply think about delivering the fallen souls, you see? When will I fully immerse myself in that activity? That compassionate activity. Well, I truly set out to preach the command, the divine command. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Is it? This is the beauty of the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because here we are, we're caught up in lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, and so many types of fear and anxiety, you see. But we can hanker. We can hanker for that pure Krishna consciousness. We can make that our desire, you see. Kabe habbe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Apadadha gucci, shudaname ruchi, kripa bole habbe hridaye sanchar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Kambe habe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? And that way we can lament. I want Shuddha Bhakti, but now my bhakti is mixed with so much crud, you see. Therefore I'm suffering. I'm not tasting the full nectar of Krishna consciousness. So we can hanker. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless me with pure devotional service. There's a special prayer for that. You know that prayer, begging Krishna for pure devotional service? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So don't chant mechanically. I remember when I was preaching in the Fiji Islands, it was a remote island called Taviuni. Perhaps some of our sannyasis have gone there for preaching. We stayed with one family. They had a parrot in the backyard. And he went, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, you see. It reminds me of what Prabhupada said in London. He said, you can have the parrot going Krishna, but when the cat catches by the neck, he'll go, ka, 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 no more Krishna. You see? So don't be like a parrot. Hare Krishna, you see. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. No, you have to chant from the heart. But now I'm, my dear Lord Krishna, now I give myself fully to you. I'm fully surrendering myself to you. And begging for pure love for you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Otherwise, at the time of death, you'll think of something else. Like that parrot, you see. Ka, 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 no more Krishna. So we don't want to have some other thought at the time of death. Because you know, you have to be, Prabhupada actually said, you have to be a pure devotee to go back to Godhead. Of course, he can also throw, Krishna can also help you at the last minute if you're sincerely striving for pure devotional service. But if we're maintaining mixed desires all the way along, don't expect to wake up in Krishna Loka. Don't expect that. You get another material body if you're maintaining mixed desires. You see, we have to strive for pure devotional service. that I gotta get rid of this dirt. It's been haunting me, tormenting me for millions of lifetimes, this false sense of enjoyment of the material world. Just kick it out once and for all. I have to get rid of it. I'm sick and tired of being a captive of the material nature. Now I must become the pure devotee, as Prabhupada wants me. You see? Prabhupada wrote me an amazing letter, many, many amazing letters, but one letter he told me was this. He said, if you will simply serve Krishna with full sincerity of attitude 24 hours a day, Krishna will personally come and answer all your questions. Well, I'm not there yet, but I know that I'm getting there by Prabhupada's mercy. You see? I know that every day I'm getting closer to that point. But I know someday I will see Krishna and he'll answer all my questions. Until then, I've got to ask for help. Ask my god brothers, ask the other devotees, read the books, pray for answers, you see. But Prabhupada told me Krishna would personally come and answer all my questions when I achieve that state of pure devotional service. So I'm praying, may it come soon. And you please pray that I can also pray for me, and I'll pray for you. We can all achieve pure devotional service ASAP, because everything else is simply shama eva kevalam, a useless waste of time. We've been playing around with Maya Devi for millions and billions of births, and where did that get us? Another damn rotting material body that gets old, gets sick and diseased, and rots with old age. Why should we continue with this madness? Why do we keep running after Maya Devi, flirting with her, you see? We got to kick it out once and for all and become super serious now. Now I have no other business 24/7 with every thought, word, and deed except to remain fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That's it, nothing else. Prabhupada, please bless me. Guru Maharaj, please help me. I can be fully absorbed, absolutely purely absorbed in all times, all places, in all circumstances in pure Krishna consciousness. At the temple, in the commute, at work, in home, at school, out preaching, wherever I may be, may always be and never lose that mood of pure devotional service, even when I'm talking on the mobile phone. Is it? So now I can ask if there's some questions, and I may have to have some help to hear what you're saying. There's a question from this effulgent brahmachari back here.
Thank you very much for the questions. The point that Krishna is not different from his name. Krishna is not different from his name. And the feature of Namabhas, is the Namabhas name also not different from Krishna, or is it the pure name that is?
The name is absolute. It's just a matter of how you realize it. Krishna is always, actually Krishna is present everywhere. There's nowhere where Krishna is not present. So even when an atheist says Krishna, Krishna is there. But it's a matter of what is he experiencing, you understand? Krishna is fully present. No matter who's saying the name. It's just a matter of what is your experience of the name. That's the difference. You experience the name fully as a pure devotee. Namabhas, you're getting a partial experience of Krishna, you see. It is fully Krishna, but how much are you experiencing Krishna? There's blocks, you see. We're blocked by the modes of nature. We're blocked by the contaminations. But that's Krishna himself. In all cases, Krishna is fully present in those syllables. Krishna. He's fully present. Okay?
Your devotee, he has no desire even to go to the spiritual world.
He simply wants to please Krishna, that's right.
How does that relate to this stage that's called Lobha or Manasamani, where one actually has an intense desire to have a particular service in relationship with Krishna, which entails going to a particular planet?
Yes. There is a state there in the higher stages of devotion. You actually realize what is your eternal relationship with Krishna. You see, in any one of five primary rasas. So, the devotee who has a desire to serve Krishna is a gopi, a gopa, a rock, a peacock feather, whatever it may be. That's not his own personal desire. That's his desire to do what Krishna wants him to do. How Krishna wants that devotee to relate with him in a certain way. So that's not his selfish desire. That's fully giving into Krishna's desire for him. You understand? Yeah. He fully realizes he's a gopi, a gopa, a cow, a peacock. Maybe he's a dhoti. Maybe he's Krishna's dhoti. Is it? And he realizes what his actual identity is, and he realizes how Krishna wants him to serve. So then he desires that particular relationship, because that's to please Krishna. It's not some selfish desire, you see. Next question, written question, okay. How can we keep ourselves enthusiastic to chant the japa properly? Well, I have a very simple formula for always being enthusiastic about everything, because Prabhupada ordered me in one letter. He said, it was a very kind letter. He said, I see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. It's Prabhupada's mercy. I'm not as sincere as enthusiastic as I should be, of course. But he encouraged me. He said, I see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. Wow. That's a blessing from Prabhupada. He told me that if I was enthusiastic, I would be blessed by Krishna. Now, is that just some empty words to fire me up? No. It's science. It's a scientific fact. The more you have enthusiasm, the more you get the mercy of Krishna. So you remember that. Every time you chant your rounds, if I chant enthusiastically, I will get special mercy today from Krishna. So you just remember that. You'll be able to chant very nice, enthusiastic japa every day. Sannyasa is the higher stage of spiritual life. But how they can fall down. Actually, someone who is truly a sannyasi will never fall down. Only the pseudo-sannyasis fall down. You see? A genuine sannyasi, one who has actually renounced the mood of enjoyment, he will never go back. It's called vantasi, vomit eater. You see? A true sannyasi, he will never fall. Only the pseudo-sannyasis fall down. So time tells who are the real sannyasis and who are the pseudo-sannyasis. Only time will tell, you see. Those who maintain their sannyas. I have many godbrothers who didn't make it. They weren't really cut out for sannyas yet. And I have many who are making it very nicely. You see. I have all respect for anybody who embraces that order. It's a very rigid austerity they're executing. And I have all well wishes for them, and I'm simply their humble servant. But we'll actually see the real sannyasis by those who make it, you see. Throughout the whole life, they never deviate from their vow, you see. So the real sannyasis, they never fall down. Only the pseudo-sannyasis fall down. Okay, next question. Everyone satisfied? No. Ready to go out and save the world? Get out there and save the world. That's your duty, given by Lord Chaitanya. Get out there and distribute those books, flood the holy names everywhere, you see. It's like this devotee here, I forgot your name, Prabhu, that chanting in Union Square Park, is it? Yeah, he's doing a wonderful service, going out every day through rain and snow, sleet, hail, whatever it may be, he's out there every day. This is a little break in Vrindavan. It's so wonderful, this devotee, chants there in New York City, so inspired here by the like Krishna consciousness. I went out with him one day. It's so wonderful what he's doing there. So have this mood like this devotee here, you see, to go out every day and preach. Actually, when I joined, that was the order. Prabhupada said, go for some kirtan every day. That was the order that Prabhupada gave. Go out for some kirtan party. Join the some kirtan party every day. So that means every chance you get, you should go out. If you're an employee at some company, then you become a weekend warrior going out with the books and the holy names on the weekends, you see. Every chance you get out there and flood this planet with Krishna consciousness, and I guarantee you, you'll be recognized by Lord Chaitanya, recognized by Krishna, recognized by your spiritual master, recognized by Srila Prabhupada, and all the acharyas, they will bless you unlimitedly if you take up this mood of saving the world. So we'll stop here, and we thank you all very, very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi.